From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Voitine.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is the G and Ursula Show. Good morning to you, Ursula. What's happening?
Good morning, G. We have an extremely packed show for you, and so we are going to get right to it. Do want to say coming up at 9:30, if air travel is in your near future, there are some new rules that you should know about. You sounded really excited about them, so I'm going to get excited as well. As always, we invite you to weigh in on our Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO.
Oh, let's get to it. Top stories of the day brought to you by Wayscar 40, Susu in Auburn.
We're learning new shocking details about that former Yakima officer accused of killing two women and kidnapping his one-year-old. 39-year-old Elias Huzar died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound after a high-speed chase with Oregon State Police yesterday. Details about his background are raising a lot of questions this morning. His 17-year-old live-in girlfriend was one of the victims. She is the mother of the one-year-old who is now in protective custody. The Tri-City Herald reports that Huzar was a school resource officer at a Yakima middle school a few years ago when he started an inappropriate sexual relationship with her and she got pregnant. He was pulled out of that school and eventually fired after a long investigation. I want to make clear, though, that the relationship started when he was 15. The baby is...
When she was 15.
Yeah, when she was 15. The baby is 1 year old. He was pulled out of that school, though, and eventually fired after a long investigation. But he was never charged with child rape then because of what they were calling a lack of probable cause. But in February, a Benton County judge ordered him to stay away from the teen, and he was charged with third degree rape. He was also charged with raping her 16-year-old friend after allegedly getting both of them drunk at his home. And at that time, his ex-wife had also gotten a protection order because he had been harassing her for years, and she said he had been diagnosed with PTSD and other mental health issues, and she was worried because he had guns. So several of them were taken away from him after that arrest. So important to note, he worked for the Yakima Police Department between 2014 and 2022, and a week before his termination, the Richland School District hired him as an emergency substitute teacher. He was a volunteer wrestling coach at the high school in 2022 and 2023. I mean, you saw us going through all the details this morning. They're shocking. The list goes on and on. And I'm so thankful that the one-year-old is alive.
Yeah.
But looking at the history and then what transpired.
Well, I'll tell you what transpired. Is these are situations where protect the blue, back the blue, can come and blow up in your face. That's what happened. Here's the cliff notes on this. Here is someone that was a resource officer working at a school that knew a little girl when she was 11 years old. He then, at 15 years old, impregnates this 15-year-old. Okay? She has the baby. He's married at the time. Up until early this year, he was living with the now 17-year-old and the baby. He has third-degree rape charges, has rape charges on him. He's let go from the school. By the way, never put in prison. Never put in prison. And then currently was just hired by the Richland School District. Here's why this continues to happen. Because law enforcement gets a pass. They've gotten the pass for years. Why? Well, let's talk about a couple reasons as to why. First, still today, there is still no national system for reporting police misconduct. Let me say that again. Who remembers this? Remember when you had a driver's license and maybe you messed up in this state and then you moved to another state and then you got yourself another driver's license and you were good to go? Well, you can't do that anymore because all of them are linked. I know technology's weird, right? It's a smart thing to do. So can I ask this of everyone? Why don't we have a national system for reporting police misconduct? Okay, I'll let you guys answer that. Here's another thing I want to point out. Let's be very clear how prosecutors Work close with law enforcement. Prosecutors don't want to mess up relationships sometimes when it's come to dealing with law enforcement. Interrogation practices, the same interrogation techniques that law enforcement is able to use on we, the citizens, it is in their contract that it can't be used on them. So I'll just sum it up, Ursula. You want to know why this happens? This happens because there is a huge difference between what happens with law enforcement and we citizens. The protection that they continue to get, this ain't an opinion of mine, y'all. This is fact. The protection that they continue to get leaves ex-officers like this to impregnate a 15-year-old, have the baby, live with that 17-year-old, do all of these things, and still get glowing reviews from the principal that where they lost the job. I'm sorry to start the show off like this, but there it is.
No. I mean, you nailed it, and I want to raise a few more things, and I don't have the answer to. You've just laid it out. And I want anyone to respond. Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. So let's go into this further. In January of 2022, the Richland School District got a reference from the principal of Franklin Middle School in Yakima, where he was a school resource officer, and all this happened. And the principal had rated him as a very good candidate for the substitute position that he applied for. In February of 2022, the district also got a reference from the vice principal of that same middle school, and he rated him as an excellent candidate. Now, I also know it is a fact that right now there is a desperate need for substitute teachers. So whether it is the Richland School District, the Seattle School District, the Shoreline School District, whatever district that is looking for these substitute teacher fill-ins, or teacher fill-ins, how much background work are you actually doing? How much are you looking at this person's history? Are you turning a blind eye because you are that desperate?
I think I can address that, actually, because in this case, right, he was employed as the resource officer at the middle school. While the school district pays his salary, he is employed by the police agency. So had he been a substitute teacher at the middle school and he was fired for inappropriate relationship with a student, that would show up in an employment report. He would not be referable to another school. But because he was an employee of the police department, that never transferred over. And what are you allowed to say? What are you allowed to say when someone calls you for a referral, right? I don't know why they rated him very good and excellent. You'd think they would say, hell no.
Yeah. A lot of times you say nothing.
Yeah.
Because you're bound as to what you can say or cannot say. So you say nothing. It sounds like in this particular case, they never got anything from the police department.
Nope.
Yeah. They based it nothing on the previous employment. Okay. Let's move on. Here's another question. Is Boeing really interested in hearing from employees who notice problems that could spell trouble? According to Boeing's white collar union, the answer to that is no. In 2022, two engineers insisted that the company reevaluate some of the work on the company's 787s and 777s because of a new FAA advisory. But their union SPIA says Boeing balked at these recommendations, saying that they would only increase costs and prompt delays, something they don't want. After the FAA backed the engineers, the analysis was ultimately done. But the next time those two employees got performance reviews, SPIA says they each got identical negative evaluations. So one of those engineers ended up leaving the company, and the union has now filed a National Labor Relations Board complaint on behalf of the other engineer. So regarding these charges of retaliation, Boeing denies them. And this is a quote. Gee, listen to this. After an extensive review of documentation and interviewing more than a dozen witnesses, our investigators found no evidence of retaliation or interference. We have determined the allegations are unsubstantiated, and we have zero tolerance for retaliation and encourage our employees to speak up when they see an issue. Does anything stand out to you?
Yeah, it does. It stands out to me that you can, Boeing's name is in front of this, and Boeing's name has been in the news since January of this year, an awful lot. But the Boeing name and the topic is so evergreen. And the topic for today's show, the theme of today's show, is higher systems being the problem in our country. Higher systems like governments, corporations, and institutions that take advantage of so many of us people in many ways. It's important that we need to be aware of these same dynamics that continue to keep a stronghold on us. Let me further explain. The manipulation, the power dynamics, Ursula, the money, the power, and the way that they are able to shape the narrative on these topics. The way if you go against a big company, you will be squashed. The lawyers, right? So, yeah, we're talking about Boeing now, but it's the same across the board in a lot of big companies across this country. The inequalities in higher systems that continue to reinforce these strangholds on people. And yes, this is awful what is going on with Boeing.
Well, it's, to answer the question that I posed at the beginning, is Boeing really interested in hearing from employees who notice problems? I find it laughable that Boeing says it encourages employees who see something wrong to say something, and they will allegedly not face any negative consequences. That has not been the recent history. So we reported on one Boeing whistleblower who complained about being retaliated against by his supervisors when he complained. That was John Barnett. He was in the middle of being deposed for a whistleblower retaliation case against Boeing when he was found dead of an apparent suicide. His family contends that it was his treatment at Boeing after he raised these issues that led eventually to him taking his own life. Now, I don't know that you can make that direct connection, but I will say that other whistleblowers have testified in Congress that they have faced verbal and physical threats when they dared to speak up. Now, we have these engineers who say they got severe pushback when they said, we need to look at these things that we did, this previous work, and they're supposed to be able to do that because I didn't realize this, but more than 1,000 engineers at Boeing are authorized to act as the FAA's eyes and overseeing work.
Right.
Did you know that?
No.
So it's like they are the last line of defense, and Boeing comes back and says, that's going to cost too much. It's going to take too much. So let's not do it. The FAA says, no, you got to do it. And allegedly, these two engineers then don't get their promotions or they get bad reviews and they lose money on that. Again, and then Boeing says, well, we did our own investigation and have concluded that, no, there's no retaliation. I'm sorry.
Whoa. Wait a minute now. Wait a minute. Isn't that par for the course?
How about you bring out an outside investigator to look into this? Boeing's going to do its own investigation and conclude what?
So we all can agree that doing your own investigation isn't a good thing. Right? This has been going on for years. I want to be crystal clear, as I always say, on this one right here.
I don't want to laugh, but
I want to be crystal clear. If not for January 5th, 2024, we're not talking about none of this. We are talking about none of this.
That door plug out has had more reverberations than anything in recent years.
If not for the door plug, any employee coming out, it wouldn't get reported. It wouldn't get talked about. That person would get squashed and nobody would believe them. You want to know why? Because we don't believe the employees. We call them disgruntled. We always believe the big systems.
We always believe that because no way in the world could this employee be telling the truth. There's no way in the world that this company cares more about profits than people. But before the door plug and after the door plug, if it wasn't for that, we're not here today.
I know we have a lot of Boeing workers or Boeing family members. I want to know, do you feel like you can safely report when you know of a problem?
This ain't just
Please
Boeing.
Text us. Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line. No, it's not just Boeing.
It's everybody.
But we're talking about this particular company that has this particular problem right now. And if two deadly crashes weren't enough to change the culture...
This isn't just a Boeing problem, though. It's just that Boeing makes planes.
Exactly.
But raise your hand in the audience if you've worked at a company where the policies and what you actually do not match the slogans on the wall. Our commitment to safety, right? Quality, employee health and well-being. And then, you know, your manager tells, this is how we actually do it. Anyone ever worked at a company like that?
I think a lot of hands are going up right now.
I know this. We cannot blame huge private companies alone because for so long, these huge private companies have had the help of us, we in the media, to soft glove and softball all of this. And a lot of times, higher systems has the power and the influence with us, the media, to be able to shape the narrative and say things like, oh, those people, they're just disgruntled. Yeah, this Boeing thing is something. I'm glad it's happening because now when we talk about other topics, make sure we keep that same energy for other entities that have problems when they try to, quote unquote, do their own investigation and comes to findings said that we didn't find anything. Coming up next, airlines are now going to be forced to give you your money. We'll explain that next.
To the G and Ursula Show. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday morning. And if you are planning to travel this summer, there are some new airline rules that could end up saving you money.
The next time you run into travel troubles, you could be eligible for a cash refund. These new Department of Transportation rules that will be going into effect say you can get a refund for a canceled flight. But if you're delayed more than 3 hours for a domestic flight or more than 6 hours internationally, you can also get a refund if you choose not to fly. Also, bag fees must be refunded if a checked bag is significantly delayed, and refunds must be given if any services you paid for aren't provided, like broken Wi-Fi.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve says these new rules are expected to save all of us about $500 million a year.
Yeah, this is the new give me my money bill right here. This is what's happening. So a lot of you are listening right now. You know what I'm talking about. You know, you've been there. You've had a crazy flight delay, 6-7 hours, and then all these things. And so you're like, I just want to get my money back. So then you call the airlines. You're on hold for an hour. Maybe you haven't been on hold for an hour, but maybe you have. Hour, 2 hours, you're on hold. And then at the very end, Ursula, they say, Ursula, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and just, we're going to give you a flight credit. No, Jane, I want my money. Now, we don't have to go through that. They have 7 business days to credit you back your money, Ursula, the same way that you paid for. It ain't rocket science. I paid for Wi-Fi on the plane. The Wi-Fi didn't work the entire time. Give me my money. Is that hard?
So what have you had to fight for when it comes to traveling? You travel a lot.
I don't have to fight for anything now. because I really don't. But the reason why is because I fly one airline all the time, and I have, you know, I'm on the
you have a loyalty program.
I have the loyalty
that
program.
They really appreciate
right?
you.
And I get cool. But back in the day when your boy was broke and I was just kind of, you know, picking and choosing which airlines, and I've flown some Greyhounds in the skies. You know what I mean? So flying those, I've had to go through a lot, and they just do you dirty. Sometimes they'll say, oh, sorry, you didn't call fast enough and you're not going to get your rebound. It was always Russian. Are you allowed to say Russian roulette?
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure. I don't know. You know, I don't know what the rules are these days. You're always playing Russian roulette with your money. And I know that there's people, I've been frustrated. Talk about your experience. I know you've had times where the people kind of did you dirty with your money.
The worst was when my friend and I were going to go to Vegas, and we were on separate flights.
Yeah.
And yes, I was on one of those Greyhounds in the sky.
Okay.
They happened to fly to Vegas at very convenient times.
Okay.
And they claimed that I got to SeaTac, and they claimed the flight was canceled because of a thunderstorm or some kind of, I don't know if it was flooding or something that they said that somehow only affected this particular airline because other airlines were leaving. Do you remember that?
I know exactly when it was. It was, and I know the airline too. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the same airline that when you board, they board in groups. But go ahead.
Yes. So what I ended up having to do is get on a different airline and pay for a first class ticket. My friend, sweet, thank you, Sonia, paid for half the ticket, or she paid for a chunk of the ticket to take some of the cost off me. So, 'cause otherwise, I'm in Vegas for 3 days. They said, we'll get you there on Sunday. This is Friday. Mm-hmm. I was leaving on Monday.
Right.
So I felt like I had zero recourse because it was an act of God that somehow only affected this one particular airline.
Right.
I don't know that these new rules would help me in that. But I've also noticed that there are times, and now I have an international flight coming up in August.
Mm-hmm. It's 6 hours for international.
Yes, and it's going to be to Germany, so it will be more than 6 hours. And there have been times when we used to fly internationally, where they would always overbook. Mm-hmm. And then they're offering people, we don't have enough seats, and they're offering
credits to stay.
Exactly.
Credits to stay. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I like, in this case, where you can just get money instead of credit.
And this is going to be an airline thing, because see, what was starting to happen is this. You probably have chosen not to fly a particular airline anymore because of their policy. Like, each individual airlines has different policy. Now, it's airlines, baby. You get ready to fly, you pay for it on your credit card, and if there was an over 3 hour flight delay, the same way you paid for it is the same way you're going to get your money back within 7 business days. And I think that's 100% fair. It needs to happen that way.
That is. Beware, though, if you are flying through, this is what I found in the Philippines, and make sure that you read the fine print.
Third party?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or you get burned.
Oh,
if something third party is great, and on those international flights you can save a ton of money.
Right.
But if something goes wrong, you are screwed.
Oh, you mean like the airline isn't going to reimburse Expedia, who's then going to reimburse you?
Correct.
Okay. What about this point from the 253, who says, I guarantee if the airlines are forced to refund money after sitting on the tarmac for 3 hours, that ticket prices will go up tremendously.
They're already going up.
No. They're right. 253, you're absolutely right. That's exactly what they're going to do. And you know what? If you consider what it costs to fly today, and I'm going to say something you guys might get mad at me, but let's be real. It's still inexpensive, considering. When you can fly somewhere and it's cheaper to fly than it is to drive.
Are you still finding cheap flights? Because I'm going to tell you, it's been a while since I've found anything under $200, that just doesn't exist anymore.
I mean, for me. Well, think about
even
this.
Even Vegas.
Okay, let's just say, how about this? Right now, you go online and you want to go to Scottsdale and you find a round trip ticket for $400, right?
It's a lot of money.
Is it? Is $400 a lot of money, considering you're going to get there and get back in a certain amount of time? Would you rather drive? It's cheaper that way, more efficient that way than it would be to drive, and it's driving more money.
Yeah, but have G from 10 years ago answer that question. Is it? Yes.
No. Well, first of all, G from about 15 years ago, G was making that drive. And it was cheaper. That's back when gas was, you know what I'm saying? It was pretty good. Okay, we got a lot of stuff going on, but I heard and read the weather this summer is going to be. And when I read it, Ursula, I was like, say what? So we're going to have an expert come on to help us understand what the weather is going to be like this summer. You might want to hear this next. G and Ursula. Show. Good morning, everybody. Coming up at 10 o'clock on What's New at 10, we'll keep you posted on that former Yakima police officer that was accused of child rape, killing two women, and we'll give you an update on what's going to be happening here during the 10 o'clock hour. So we do that next. But right now, I read something that said that this summer here in this area, in the Seattle area, that is, it's going to be hot. So it's time to bring on an expert, our very own Ted Beener. Good morning to you, Ted.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. So I read that it's going to be a hot summer. Can you explain to us, A, if that's true, and B, why?
Okay, I can do that. So the latest seasonal weather outlook from the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center has the Pacific Northwest once again increased odds on warmer and drier than average conditions all the way through September. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to be like that the whole time. In fact, starting today into early May, we're going to be a little cooler and a little wetter than average. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the long term, all the way through into September, the odds are really stacked in favor of warmer and drier conditions. Now, to get to your point about how hot is it going to get, a lot of people remember that heat dome event we had in late June of 2021.
Yes.
Just to refresh everybody's memories, here's what we topped out. And these were all-time record highs. Never reached these levels before. So SeaTac Airport, 108 degrees. Olympia, 110. Bellingham, 99. And out on the coast, Hoquiam, 103 degrees. It's just hard to fathom those kinds of desert southwest-like temperatures around here. The odds on that happening this year are very, very slim.
Oh, good.
Which is the good news. Now, on the flip side of the coin, over the past, decade, if not longer, we've had a lot more 90-degree days than we used to. I can remember in my weather service days where we talked about an average of 3 90-degree days in Seattle on average. And there were some years we had none. There were some years we might have 5 or 6. But in recent years, we've had 9, 10, 11, 12 90-degree type days. We're seeing more of these kinds of events in our recent summers. And that is probably where we're headed for this summer.
So, Ted, for a sun lover like myself, this is only good news. But tell me why this can be worrisome as we're looking at a trend like this.
Well, that's a good question. If you look at our precipitation so far this year, we're behind average. In fact, at SeaTac Airport, so far this month, they've only had 43 hundredths of an inch. That is close to 2 inches behind average for the entire month. So, and much of Western Washington is an inch or two behind. And this past weekend, we had a pair of little wildfires, one in Skagit County. I think the other one was in Thurston County. It just shows how dry conditions are. So that kind of points to another issue. And that is an extended wildfire season. So it may start earlier and extend longer into the fall. And we've seen this in recent years. I remember 2015 was one of those kinds of years where it was very dry that winter before and was very warm and dry during the summer. We had a lot of wildfires there. And you might remember last week, State Department of Ecology declared a drought across much of Washington, and that's in part because our mountain snowpack is well below average, and unfortunately, we're not going to have water concerns as we head into the summer and fall as well. So these are things we have to be considering as we head into this summer.
Hey, Ted, a lot of times when we go out of town, we folks here in this area, when they find out that we're from the Seattle area, you know, the first thing they say is, oh, my goodness. It rained so much there. Now, I heard through the grapevine that for the second year in a row almost, at least right now up to date, Seattle has less rain than LA?
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You know why that's the case?
Why?
El Nino. When we have El Nino, the storm track during the winter season spends a lot more time down in California than it does at our latitude up further north. As a result, they end up with a lot more storms, a lot more rainfall. The Sierra Mountains are doing really well when it comes to the mountain snowpack this year. They're making up a lot of ground thanks to all the dry conditions they had during the previous decade. They aren't there yet, but they're making a lot of progress. And I think, Ursula, you mentioned going to Las Vegas here recently.
Oh, my gosh.
Lake Mead, remember they were finding the bodies from who knows when in Lake Mead? It's made up a lot of ground, but it's still nowhere close to where it normally is in that reservoir behind Hoover Dam.
It sounds like most of the country is going to be looking at unusually hot weather as well. So it's not just us. They'll be facing this.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's likely the entire northern hemisphere. So Europe and Asia, etc. They're all going to be warmer than average around the northern hemisphere this summer. And that's the kind of conditions we had last year, the year before that, and the year before that. You can keep going back in time. This is where we are today.
Ted Beener, we really appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Have a great one.
You too. All right. Ursula, just in case you get ready to go to Vegas, you know, just so you know. And then when you see your friends in Vegas and they say, oh, my goodness, it rains so much, I want you to tell them, yeah, but it's less than L.A. How about that?
Boom. When I go to Vegas, no one asks me about Seattle or the rain. Let's put it that way.
Oh, they don't?
No.
Yeah, that's interesting. All right. Hey, coming up next here on the G and Ursula Show, an executive director for a nonprofit is alleged to have stolen and taken some money. We'll discuss that next at the 10 o'clock hours. Gene Ursula.